Alaska's congressional delegation ticked another item off its decades-old to-do list today. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke signed a land swap agreement to allow a road in the Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge for King Cove. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports on a turning point in the dispute over a 12-mile stretch of federal wilderness.
King Cove Corporation's Della Trumbull has been fighting for the road for more than 35 years. Now, she's clutching a blue portfolio holding the land trade agreement.
I've always maintained I'm not going to believe it until the papers are signed, so they're signed.
Conservation groups are dismayed. Some are threatening legal challenges. Audubon says the Eisenbeck is one of the most important bird habitats in the world, critical to migrating waterfowl. Audubon Alaska's Susan Cullany says, among other things, they're concerned about government transparency. She says the Obama administration had an extensive public process when it considered the road.
But this time it's really very limited in its public input.
Proponents say the road will save lives by allowing people from King Cove access to the all-weather airport in Cold Bay.
Okay, everybody, calm down out there.
At a press conference after the signing, Senator Lisa Murkowski displayed two unfancy souvenirs of her fight for the road. One was a legal pad with a note Murkowski had written to herself 4 years ago after then Interior Secretary Sally Jewell killed a previous King Cove Road deal. Murkowski says her staff conveyed a message to her that she found galling.
I wrote it down in this binder that I carry with me everywhere I go. And I put it on the front, the first page, and it said, quote, I need to move past the Eisenbeck thing and get over it.
Murkowski saw it as Washington's callousness toward the safety of King Cove residents. She kept the note on the top sheet of her pad for 4 years.
I'm officially ripping it out. It was getting close to getting ripped out. It's ripped out, and it's gone now. It's gone now.
Murkowski also brought the October 16 front page of the Washington Post, featuring a story about the road and a note scrawled in black marker.
And the scribble on the top says, Lisa, we will get it done. Best, Donald Trump. So, Mr. President, thank you for helping us get it done.
Trump wasn't at the press conference, but King Cove Mayor Henry Mack was. He says everyone in his town has had a loved one suffer a frightening medevac or taken flights from King Cove in fierce winds.
Most of the time it's 25 to 40 in the planes fly because we need to get here, there for business, to medical. It's terrifying for even seasoned fishermen, seasoned elders. We just don't like to do it. And it's stressful. It really is.
Mac says once the road is built, King Cove residents who travel won't have to wait out bad weather to get home, paying for expensive hotel rooms in Anchorage and wondering how long it will take.
So this way here, we could land in Cold Bay, or one of our kids could come pick us up in a car, we can go home.
The land swap calls for an even exchange between the refuge and the village corporation. Nearly even. Secretary Zinke says the government will gain 1 acre. In years past, King Cove and the state offered the Interior Department 50,000 acres or more in exchange for the road corridor. The federal government would have received some 300 acres for every 1 acre of refuge land. Zinke says he wasn't interested in driving that sort of bargain.
It was unfair, quite frankly.
Governor Bill Walker says those lopsided offers were a sign of how desperate Alaskans were for the road.
And I was glad that didn't go through, because that set a terrible precedent that federal land was worth more than Alaska land.
Della Trumbull says the next step is to conduct land appraisals. Walker says the state might build the road using federal transportation dollars. He expects legal challenges, so he says it's not clear when road construction can begin. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.